So I thought we'd do something interesting that I've never done on the podcast today, which is to give you an excerpt of a favorite part of a book that I thought was, you know, you have those moments you're just like, no, somebody wrote this 10 years ago, but we need to hear this right now. This is a crazy message. We have to know this. We have to see this. We have to implement this, especially in light of what's going on. Not only it will help us to make sense of it, but it will literally tell us what to do next. And obviously has references in the Quran and Sunnah because there's no person who can predict all that. But incredibly done, incredibly written. Can't wait for you to hear it because I know we all need to hear it right now. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim podcast. Ooh, as I was just starting to record, I heard the birds singing. That was so nice. So good to have you here. I'm your host, Mindful Muslim, coming to you every week on topics for Muslimas. Very unique resources and tools that we do not have anywhere else. That's why we had to make them ourselves, right, ladies? Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. So I'm a mom of five, licensed educator of, oh my gosh, you know, I've been saying that so long, probably almost going on to 30 years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it all. And today, in today's podcast, alhamdulillah, we're going to be talking about an excerpt from a book that I recently read in the book club. We had closed up on the book club. We had read Yasmin Mujahid's book. And so shout out to all the women in there. And shout out to all the women that after that went into Thrive. A lot of you have joined Thrive and you're so, so excited to continue your journey together as women. And so we welcome you. We welcome you there. Alhamdulillah. And today, I want to just share this one part where it felt like, and it's funny because I know my daughter had read this book when she was 15 and now she's 25. So in perspective, at least 10 years have passed. I'm not sure if that's exactly when she wrote that first one. I think it was very, very close because we did go to her book signing a long time ago, back when it happened, back when she wasn't all over the world like she is now. But it was just amazing that I was reading the pages of this book. It felt like she wrote them for today. And I feel like in light of everything that's happening, we all need to hear this. We all need to hear why this is happening, what's going on, what are the next steps, making sense of it. Like, because I know it's really, really sad and I know what's going on is really difficult with Felicine, but we all are exhausted emotionally. I know that. And we're exhausted for the people of Felicine. Like, how could this be going on? But we're also exhausted in our own lives, right? We had our own problems before, the problem of spending our day and night scrolling, you know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok about Felicine, right? So now it feels so heavy. It's like our problems on top of the world's problems on top, you know, so it's just like, oh, where do I even start with this? So I thought this would be really, really great to give him perspective. And I'm going to start right out with that. I do want to say for women, because a lot of women are going through this, they keep asking me, what can they do? The two things I tell women over and over again is that you need tools, you need support. You need tools, you need support. We don't have them. That's understandable. So I just want to say this before I start. Today is the last day and we are closing, because I do this maybe once, twice a year. We're closing our emotions course. I even gave out a coupon to get $100 off, a $24 coupon just for the women, because I want to make sure it's easily accessible. Okay. If you go on the website and you put it in, you will get access to it before it closes. It's closing today. So I'm just saying that if the world has caught you busy and you did want to get the resources to take care of yourself and understand how to control the difficult emotions. Nobody teaches that in school or in our house. I had to learn that outside. And then I have to share it with the world because I had to sit there for 5 years and do the work to figure it out with, you know, learning under scholars and things, and then make it so like a person could, you know, learn it really fast in 3 weeks because it took me years. But it's there. It's there. And we keep suffering and we don't have to. And we want good for women. So I'm going to let you know right now with the code is, but I just want to say, as women, we're such great caretakers. Take care of you. Don't forget to take care of you. The coupon is the $100 coupon with a capital C, now with a capital N. the $100 coupon with a capital C, and then now with the capital N. If you have any problem with that, no worries. I have a team ready to help you. You can always message them on WhatsApp, 1-347-286-1012. We also have an email, but I think that's the best way to get to us fast about this. All right, back to the podcast. So this was a page in her book, 160, called Unspeakable Tragedy, The Condition for Our Ummah. And I'm going to read it. I think there's a place in the human mind where we hide when there's nowhere left to go. And perhaps there's a part of the human heart where we relive forever unthinkable tragedy. However, for the people of Syria and Palestine today, their tragedy is not just an image of the mind or the heart. It's the only reality they know. And as I stand helplessly watching the carnage in these lands, I too find myself unsure of where to go. I look for a place in my mind and a place where I can make sense of the senseless and imagine that it isn't really happening. I drift between sadness, anger, depression, and back. And in the end, I return to one relentless question. Why? Was this not written, ladies, for today? Subhanallah. Ya Rabb, may Allah make it easy. Okay, let's keep reading. Why is this happening to us? Why are we all suffering all over the world? Why are we so helpless to stop it? Why are we so politically powerless in the very country we are citizen to? Why do we scream at the top of our voices, writing letters and calling representatives in the White House, only to have them continue mantras like Israel has the right to defend itself? Why are we at this point? Why? We have to ask why. We have to stop and really examine where we are as an ummah and where what we have become. There was once a time when Muslims were revered in the world, a time when we were loved by our friends and feared by our enemies. Today, we're only becoming the most targeted, vilified, hatred group in the world. In the recent Gallup poll, more than half of Americans said their opinion of Islam was not favorable or not favorable at all. And 43% admit harboring at least a little prejudice against Muslims. However, we are not just hated. In many places, we are tortured. We are killed. We are stripped of our belongings. Where we are not physically targeted, we are stripped of rights, falsely accused, and even falsely imprisoned. In fact, the widespread hatred of Muslims has become so deep that the anti-Muslim rhetoric has become accepted the bigotry of choice. And it's so accepted that it is even used by some of the people to get ahead politically. Now she jumps on in the book to connect this current phenomenon with the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and what he said about this, which is what I think we all need to hear, right? This situation that the Ummah is facing ourselves is described in detail more than 1,400 years ago. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to his companions, may Allah be pleased with them, the people will soon summon one another to attack you as people. When eating, invite others to share their food. Someone asked, will that be because of our small number at that time? He replied, no. You will be numerous at that time, but you will be like the froth that carried down by the torrent of water. And Allah will take the fear from your hearts of your enemy and cast al-wahin into your hearts. Someone asked a messenger of Allah, what is al-wahin? And he said, love of this dunya and hatred of death. And this is from Abu Dawud. Just as the Prophet predicted, the people have indeed summoned one another to attack us. Some invites others to share food. In this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, also described us being like the froth of the water. If you watch waves floating in the ocean, you'll see that the thin layer on the top froth is completely weightless. And with little substance, the slightest breeze can destroy it. It does not even have enough power to determine its own course. Indeed, it goes wherever the water carries it. This is our condition as the Prophet, peace be upon him, described it. We must, however, return to the question of why. The Prophet gives a clear answer for this question. He explains that the hearts will be filled with wahim. When asked about the words meaning, the Prophet responded, love of this dunya and hatred of death. The Prophet here is describing a people who have become so completely engrossed in this life that it has made them selfish, materialistic, short-sighted, and heedless of their meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's describing a people who have become so worldly that they have lost their moral character. Hence, we as Muslims should understand our position. It is within the realm of moral character that the condition of any people will change, either from good to bad or bad to good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and we know this ayah too well, ladies. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. It is there we find the answer. It is there because of their character and the condition of the people that can change the world. It is only by changing the hearts and the character that the ocean can become strong again. Hence, we as Muslims shouldn't lose hope. The question is whether you and I will be part of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, so do not weaken and do not grieve, and you will be superior if you are true believers. Quran 3:139. It is only by our sincere faith and our striving that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ever change our condition for the sake of our people, for the sake of our bleeding Syria and Palestine and all over the world. We as an ummah need to wake up and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I didn't write that. That were the words of Yasmin Mujahid in Reclaim Your Heart. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the answers to our questions. But do we use those answers in our daily life to live differently, to live better? Where to begin, sisters? Begin with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for anything that we did. After that, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to establish the parts of our ibadah which we struggle with. If you're bad with prayer, if you're bad with da'a, if you're bad with staying away from haram, ask Him for help. After that, strongly establish your prayer and do your very best every day. It is what Allah says He is waiting for. All of us need to come together, but not just for rallies and protests. We need to revive our Islam. It begins in our hearts, according to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And then our limbs follow, our words follow, and our entire akhlaq, our entire character changes. When your character changes, your entire behavior on a daily basis changes. And then we are a force to be reckoned with. Do you see how it's done? If we did it any other way, it would be wrong. These are the words of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Just a reminder on this beautiful Monday to take a moment with yourself alone with Allah to do that. Just ask for forgiveness, ask Him for strength and help with these things, and for us to continuously strive and support one another. We're in support of you here at Mindful Muslimah. We love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, sisters. Don't forget, I know I mentioned in the beginning that we are closing the emotions class today. We do make resources for our sisters. Sorry, the entire course. We do make resources for our sisters, but they have to be actionable. If your emotions are holding you back from your ibadah, which it often is, I get this call every day. This is why we make the resources and we make it easy. Definitely. I put the link below in the bio, sister, in the description. If you have any questions, you can always message me on Instagram, Mindful Muslimah, or you just want to share your feelings, or you want to talk. We have calls, you know, whatever you need, ladies. We're here for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.